friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Alice Kenton. Too soon.
Hang on. After this. We have a song, then Stage Direction, okay?
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Kenton.
Now it's me. It wasn't before, but it is now.
No, I kind of just wanted to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Slash prove that I could still be as amateur as I am all these years later.
Do you know what? My little ears pricked up. I was having a lovely banter with these guys out in the BFM lounge, just like taking up the vistas of the lounge.
Yeah,
and was like, oh my goodness,
I played
my
your
sting.
Intro while you were very far away and you didn't get, my apologies.
No.
Anyway, here we go.
That's all right.
Now, the test is, you've passed the test.
Oh, great. What do I win? Or do you win on tests or do you just pass them?
You passed. You may proceed.
Oh, great. You may... we will get diversional.
You were thinking Gandalf.
Yes. Yeah. And then I went Gandalf, to say it and immediately...
Optimistic Gandalf. Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Did you say pass.
That was pretty much...
You can pass.
Yeah. I feel like we've become tangential in our discussion.
I'm just going to go over here and you guys...
Okay, we're here. Not alone. Not just you and I, Matthew. We're here to talk about... Mother play. You have to say it like that. Mother play. Joined by Amanda Tito and Tim Earle, who are here as two of the three actors in this work. Silo Theatre, putting it on. It opens this week at Q Theatre. Now, I was listening to a phenomenal interview with Paul Vogel, who is the writer, the Pulitzer Prize winning playwright of this work, talking to Susie Ferguson on RNZ. And that alone was like, I gotta see the play. Just her talking. You know, just when artists talk and they just get it. And you're like, man, imagine if she... taught a masterclass online. I would pay money to do that. But anyway, you guys here, welcome to the show. Mother play, a beast of a work, and we're so lucky to get it here in Aotearoa because it's so bloody hard to get your hands on scripts here, especially if they've done very well overseas and they're premiered quite recently. Amanda, you're back with Silo, having done a couple of shows with Silo to date. You, off the back of, I feel like I've seen you in a number of Silo works. What have you done with them?
The latest one I did was Revolt, She Said Revolt Again.
Ah, yes. Gorgeous. Virginia Frankovich in the basement. I feel like I got squirted by Sophie Henderson's breast milk.
That's right. Unforgettable.
This is probably quite different, or maybe not, because thematically there are some interesting thematic crossovers between Revolt and Mother Play?
A little bit, yeah. I guess you could say there is. There's sort of like the topic of like what a woman's body is for and the role of a woman is quite prevalent in Mother Play.
Yes.
As it was in kind of Revolt.
This work, of course, exploring this like this relationship between mother and child. You both playing siblings and of this kind of figure who is like, I don't want to say she's problematic because already I think that's sort of tainting her. It's putting a judgment over top of this character. Would that be right in saying? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We've had a lot of conversations around it, and it's sort of like to say that she's a problematic mother sort of puts this idea that there is a way to be a mother, and it sort of also negates the mothering that you get from people who aren't your biological mother.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of, it's inspired a lot of really interesting conversation. Like as a mother, she should be doing this for her kids. She should be like this. She shouldn't be doing these things, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like actually, you know, regardless of all of that, she is a mother.
Yes. And what constitutes what is good or bad mothering or the sort of thing, and often it's the patriarchy, guys. Yeah. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. And my Instagram algorithm can tell you that too. The patriarchy is constantly telling me that I'm a bad mother. Tim, for you in this play, like the work, from what I understand from listening to Paul's interview and then falling down a internet wormhole, it's a deeply personal play as well because it's exposing or fictionalizing some of her actual relationships, is that with her brother? So are you playing, tell me about like your character and how you sort of have come into that character.
Yeah, so I'm playing the role of Carl, and Carl is based on Paula Vogel's real life brother, mm-hmm. who's also called Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really interesting. It's a dream play, but being based in reality and in Paula Vogel's own personal history.
Yes.
I did a lot of like deep diving, tried to figure out as much as I could about Paula before rehearsal started.
Yes.
But as we've been rehearsing the show, I found I've kind of pulled well away from that because the play is such a it's like a big collage in the dream play aspect of it. It's quite fun to sort of feels like you get given permission to bring it all to life in the way that you
Yes. I mean, it is. I was talking. Who was I talking to? Was it last week? We were talking with Tom, or a couple of weeks ago, with Tom Clark, with Mary, and you know, like he's playing an actual character that existed in history or such. But then actually, it's about doing all the research and then kind of throwing that away when you step on the floor. Yeah. Amanda, for you, you're playing the sibling. Is it biographical? Is that sort of her or a version of her?
Yeah, essentially I'm playing Martha, who basically kind of is in place of Paula.
Right.
And her, but you know, as is with the unreliable narrator, you know, it's told through Martha's memory and what she remembers, but also, you know, these things are skewed by I remembered you being this kind of way, which made me feel this, so certain things feel uglier or certain things feel softer or louder, depending on, like, I guess, you know, her, the way she saw things, but it sort of acknowledges that.
Ooh.
It's sort of like a little bit unreliable at times.
Yes.
You know?
The play is also, like, the form of it is kind of interesting. As I understand, it's broken into five vignettes or five parts, or what are you calling them?
Well, it's called a play told in five evictions, but there are far more scenes than that.
I see. Yeah, okay, right.
And it's sort of, you don't get to sit in a moment for very long, and sometimes you jump in the middle of an argument, or sometimes you jump in just before the argument might be happening, or just at the very end, and you sort of don't get context either side of that.
This is interesting. I have got a question, which has literally just materialised in my brain, so I'm going to ask it now. When we deal with American playwrights, the way in which they construct rhetoric or like a discourse, particularly if it's an argument, some people are better arguers, but there's a different ways to argue versus like a New Zealand idiosyncratic way of arguing, which might actually be like, I hate confrontation and therefore I won't. I'm not saying that playwrights can't construct that. What's it like to deal with this kind of writing and as an actor be given this kind of text? Like, do you find it challenging? Is it easier? Does it require a kind of a mindset shift to step into this kind of this text, which is, you know, is different to your own vernacular of speaking?
Yeah, I found it very challenging, and it sort of feels like you kind of just have to jump in and go with it.
Okay.
Like, there's some text that I've got throughout the play that's quite big and poetic, and Carl is very bookish and loves fantasy, and you kind of can't really do that in the low-key Kiwi way.
Yes.
So it took a bit of courage initially, but once you like jump in, it's nice. Like the scale of the show and the performances, the text kind of gives that to you.
Yes, because, there's a license.
Yeah, yeah. And because the show is, I kind of think of it as like a big collage.
Because
there's so many scenes that crash into one another, and it kind of feels like once you start and jump on, like it just goes and goes.
Yes.
Which is really satisfying to be part of.
Yeah. How is actor, you're working with Sophie Roberts, an incredible director and really great as a director, is holding her actors and doing the job as the director so you can do your job as the actor. But like, how have you found, how do you sort of track where you are in space and time, or you're just like, I trust the process, I know my lines, I'll just jump in? Like, how is that, how you kind of keep across that, or you just blind faith hope the stage manager picks it up?
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. We managed to get through one whole run last week for the first time, being able to get through the scene order correctly and set up each scene correectly as well.
Oof.
Which is, there's a lot of furniture moving, there's a lot of, and yeah, which is very hard to keep on top of. But sort of like now that we're running it all together, you're kind of like, okay,
Maybe now
I'd move on to here. This is the next kind of, and I feel like for me, because I kind of almost introduce every new sort of scene sometimes. Yes. I'll just be like, okay, here we are. We're in this random place in America that I've never heard of.
Yes.
And then so you start off with like a place name, where we are in a type of house, and how old we all are, which are three things that I cannot remember about my own self, let alone about three other humans.
That exist in a fiction of a play that you are doing live in front of an audience that are paying to watch you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, gosh, that kind of pressure. I don't envy that. The other thing I just wanted to mention, I guess, is Jennifer Ludlam, who's playing the titular role of Mother. What's it like? Have either of you worked with Jen before?
I've worked with Jen on Shortland Street, so I direct at Shortland Street, and she was on it for a few years. So right. I worked with her in that context, but never on stage.
Yeah, so it must be cool to like flip that and now be a collaborator and, you know, shoulder to shoulder. She's quite a titan, I guess, of theatre and of film and television. She's
absolutely diabolical.
Yeah,
she's diabolical.
What's it like to work with the Ludlam? I don't believe she's ever been called the Ludlam, but I'm just going to call her that.
I call her Dame Jennifer.
Yeah, the dam. Because she is incredible and she's quite a force. And as soon as I heard that she would be in this role, I was like, of course, I'm going to love you. I'm going to loathe you. I'm going to want to throw things at you. Yeah. You're going to make me weep. Not dissimilar to her role as Violet in Orange Osage, which she did like maybe a good decade or so ago.
Yeah, which she was ATC. Phenomenal in that.
Yeah. Is she keeping you on your toes?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Do you find you are discovering, you open this week, you're discovering new things in the moment, or do you like to fix things down a little bit? Like,
I'm a not fixer downer,
okay.
But I think for this play, some things definitely have to be fixed down.
Okay.
And then there's still a little bit of room. There's a little bit of wiggle room in some little moments. Yeah.
Okay, Tim, for you.
I'm a fix it down.
Okay, fix
and
it
then
down.
And once I'm not too terrified, let it go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting a sense. I'm getting a feel. So it is at Q Theatre in the gorgeous Rangatira. We love that space. It's beautiful. It's spacious. It opens. I've seen some extraordinary works in there in different configurations because obviously it can change. The lovely Sean Lynch on sound and lighting, I believe, and you've got Dan Williams in there, Talia supporting Dan there. There's some, which is great. So it's a great kind of all-stars kind of silo crew coming together to put it up. And, of course, Sophie Roberts, who's just like off the leash now that she's not the AD anymore. She can just kind of go off and do what she likes. I always ask this, and it's, I don't know, maybe it's a sloppy question. Maybe I need to retire this question, which is like, who is this play for? Or who would you desire to be sitting in that audience when you are doing this show? Tim, for you?
Well, when I first read the play, I thought I would relate to it a lot personally.
Yes.
Playing the part that I'm playing. But actually throughout rehearsals, I've been thinking about my mum so much and thinking about her relationship with her mum.
Ooh.
I think it's like...
juicy.
Yeah, it's really...
Yeah.
I think it's anyone who has a mother is a mother.
Yes. And also probably speaks to the kind of like intergenerational conflict, which is perhaps more pronounced for our own mothers and grandparents, etc. Amanda, for you?
I would say anybody with baggage.
Oh, yeah.
This is for you.
Yeah.
Will they be able to offload the baggage by the end of the show?
Maybe. You may just look at it and be like, hey.
Oh, that's not baggage. That's all my favourite stuff.
Yeah,
I bring it with me for a reason.
I love the baggage. Keep the luggage. I do think there is some, but picking up what you're putting down there is, you know, to be able to go into a space like a theatre and watch something else play out in front of you maybe gives you a good sense of perspective on your own baggage.
Yeah, a bit of context.
Yeah.
Like, hey, actually, I will call my mum.
Yeah. You
know, I have been holding this grudge. I have been thinking about this, or my friend, or whatever it is. Maybe actually it's time to just move past that.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
I would also recommend people go to the Silo Theatre website, not just to figure out where to get tickets and all that stuff, but these are like a series of five photographs of the mother in a row, and you really do, I think, get the sense of this kind of like...
The shades?
The shades.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's all like, speaking of shades, it's bright red outfit with these amazing red earrings and... blue eyeshadow, and she's kind of looking fierce, a little bit demented, a little bit like hard done by, but like I don't know if I'm picking
she's
up the right.
She's a fighter. Yeah, you've got it. You're on
a fighter, and maybe at other people's expense. I'm just guessing from some of these incredible facial expressions.
Yes. No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. She's a survivor.
Yes. Yeah.
She will. Yeah, she's a survivor, and you know what? She's big. She's vivacious, and she is wonderful.
Yeah,
she is a force.
Yeah, the pictures will make you want to see it. That's what I'm saying. Jump and have a look.
Shout out to Tuaki with his gorgeous photos there as well. We love Tuaki's imagery. Look, you guys open this week. Mother play on previewing on Thursday, opening on Friday. You're on for a couple of weeks. There's a couple of Saturday 3 p.m. matinees, which I just wanted a shout out to because we hardly ever get matinees in Auckland. Sunday shows at 5 as well, which is incredibly reasonable. Otherwise, it's a Friday to Saturday kind of vibe. Get tickets from silotheatre.co.nz. Break a leg for this week, guys.
I think this is
a huge play for the three of you to carry, and I know that that also comes at a huge cost as well to your own kind of like mental health, etc. So I wish you well, gently holding as you embark on the next 3 weeks, and I cannot wait for Aucklanders to see this work. I'm seeing it, just as a side, on September the 20th at 3 p.m. in the matinee, so if others want to come and hang out with me, I'll be there in the foyer, probably crying and writing in my journal.
You'll laugh and you'll cry.
Yeah, gorgeous. Oh, yeah, because it's you'll got it's, there's funnies in
it's
there.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
It's hysterical. It's hysterical.
Very camp as
it's
well.
It's very camp.
Gorgeous. We love all of those things. Thank you both so much. And break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.